This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Phil's son. And now we bring in another kind of a legend type of thing when you talk about father and son. Lofa Tatupu, three-time pro bowler with the Seattle Seahawks and linebacker there for a long time. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
We're glad you're here. So let me ask you this first and foremost. Were the Packers a rival? Because people here hated it because of the Fail Mary and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, just going back to, you know, I played Brett and then I played Aaron all through college,
right,
when he was at Cal and I was at USC. So definitely a rival. And then, you know, and then we had Holmgren, you know,
yeah,
back in the early, you know, mid-2000s.
So what did Holmgren say? Did he reference his days in Green Bay and winning a championship, or was it ever?
No, he never referenced it. You know, I'd always try to get stories, like Brett Favre stories. Him,
yeah,
and Hasselbeck, they would give me stories every now and then of just the legend, you know, Brett,
right,
Favre, and you know, how he was, you know, kind of a jokester and just, you know, he kept it light.
Right.
But Homer, no, not too often did he reference, you know, Green Bay.
We were sitting here talking before, when it comes to quarterbacks, obviously you get a chance to play against Brett. But your idolized moment was Joe Montana.
Oh my God, yeah. So like before one of my Pop Warner, you know, games, my dad was like, "Hey, we're making a quick stop. We're pulling into the stadium, Foxborough Stadium, Sullivan Stadium back in the day." We walk right down, the security guy lets us right down onto the field, and the Niners were in town, and you know, he taps Joe Montana on the shoulder and he says, "Hey Joe, you got a minute for, you know, a picture?" And he turned around and he goes, "Yeah, Mos, no problem." And I was just in awe of Joe Montana, one, but then also the fact that I thought it was the coolest thing ever that Joe Montana knew my dad's name.
Right, right.
And so that's when I started to put it together. I was like, oh, my dad, you know, he did some things in this
right,
league, you know?
Right.
So
when you got a chance to play a guy like Favre, you're looking across the line, legendary-wise. On the field, did that moment ever pitch you of what it is you're involved in at that point in time?
No, I'd say the you know, because at the time you're just competing. You know he's going to be a Hall of Famer and everything, but you're just trying to do your best to compete at the time. I what's crazy, because I grew up in Massachusetts, so when my dad played 13 years for the Patriots, when he retired, we stayed there, and the guy, that dude, was Drew Bledsoe. And so my first ever preseason game, I actually lined up across from him, and, you know, I was like, man, I still got your rookie card. And he was playing for Dallas with Parcells, and you know, it was, and then I met Larry Allen. You know, oh my God,
right?
Yeah, Hall of Fame. You know, just, you know, knocked me sideways on a power.
And, yeah.
So
how is it? You know, because I get talk to rookies all the time, and especially ones that come into Green Bay, and you'll say, you know, so what is it? And they're like, I'm walking in the locker room with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm standing 3 feet from Aaron, and I'm like, how do you then reel that in and go, but I'm them now. I'm one of them now.
It's crazy, right? What, you know, what I had the privilege of was that my dad, second generation, just like we said.
Yeah.
So it wasn't new to me. I felt like I belonged. And, you know, I just, you know, largely the expectations were all, you know, like, oh, you know, he's not going to make it. So, you know, I had a lot to live up to. And, you know, it never really sunk in because I was so busy with that chip on my shoulder and just focused on the task at hand. But, yeah, that is some legendary ground playing, you know, over there at Lambeau was unbelievable.
How was that for you walking into that stadium? Because a lot of people say that's their favorite place to play.
It's incredible. That, and then even in college, you take it, you know, Notre Dame playing over,
yeah,
there. You know, so those are like, you know, iconic places that, you know, everybody, you know, they either go on, it's on the bucket list to go watch, and to say you got to play there,
right,
is, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the one thing, because a lot of these places you go into cities or the town is kind of built around, but Green Bay, that's the biggest building. It's not even like you're going to a big city. You know what I mean? And people say, as they're flying in, they're looking down going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about the city and this barren land that sticks out. You,
you
know?
Drive, you got houses and fields, you know, then you get the Homegrown Way, and then boom, just the,
right. just, exactly.
just the stadium, man. Yeah. So it's incredible.
When you have a guy like Mike Holmgren, by the way, we're sitting here at the table just kind of enjoying ourselves, talking with Lofa Tatupu, three-time Pro Bowler with the Seattle Seahawks. When you go to play for a guy like Mike Holmgren, now here he was fiery, he managed everything, micromanaged everything. Was he the same there in Seattle?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, he had his fingerprints on every detail of that organization, you know, even up into the draft. And then when I got there, you know, Roscoe came in and you brought in, you know, some, you know, new players in terms of me, Leroy Hill. But, yeah, he definitely was the architect of that in terms of structure and the way to go about it, how to handle yourself as a professional.
Were you in the Snow Globe game at Green Bay when
– Yeah, playoffs?
Hasselbeck called the
– Oh, no, that was
– I didn't think so.
That was the 2 years before.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That was – I was going to say, I didn't think you were there yet, but that was the yeah, we guys, want the ball and we're going to score first.
You guys still talking about
yeah.
that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's a lot of memory there, man.
Me and my man Hass did a lot of winning together.
Yeah.
So yeah, he made up for that.
Has he ever talked about that going, oh, that's
no,
just,
we,
that's.
We never talked about it, but I mean, you know, I'm sure it brought up in jest, you know, a couple
right,
of times.
So, right. Yeah, I'll never forget that. We heard it.
Hey, he did technically throw a touchdown pass.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't
yes, he
lying.
Did. Yeah, so Al Harris, and I'll never forget the call. It said Al Harris down the sideline with dreadlocks in his wake.
Oh,
as and he went and
Al, phenomenal player.
Yeah. So who's when you talk about guys you played with? When I say, you know, who you gonna remember in the NFL? Who sticks out first and foremost?
Walter Jones.
Okay.
You know I believe the greatest tackle to ever play the game, and just the combination of size, speed, and athleticism. It's so rare that you get a big man that can move like that. I mean, I think he ran a 4.6 40. I ran a 4.8. So
right.
you do the math. He's
right.
he's about 50, 60 pounds heavier, and he's faster.
Right.
It's not pretty. But just you know, there was games, you know, where he's just like, hey, that guy's canceled. You know, that DN just. And
right.
I remember Patrick Kearney, who I had a lot of respect for and played with, you know, and went to a Pro Bowl with. He did an interview. He played for Atlanta, and he played against Walter the whole game.
Yeah.
And he said it was like wrestling with a bear for 3 hours. He goes, I recorded one assistant tackle, and that, he goes, I'm just impressed I got that.
Right.
And, you know, and Patrick was a beast in his own right, you know, made a couple Pro Bowls, phenomenal leader for us. But when someone that works like Pat does, you know, has that to say about, you know, Walter, it's just it's a testament to, you know, who he is as a man and as an athlete.
We're here this weekend, obviously, hoping Leroy Butler gets in to the Hall of Fame. Mike Holmgren, we've seen coaches now get in. Bill Cowher gets in. Jimmy Johnson gets in. Mike has been steadfast and off of that coaching tree.
Yeah.
Should he be in there?
What's taking so long?
Right.
I don't understand.
Right.
I mean, did a ton of winning, took two teams to the Super Bowl, you know, won with one of them. It's, I don't understand what's taking so long. So, you know, I hope he gets in.
Do you think that a personality that just rubs the media the wrong way plays into that?
I'm sure. I mean, I guess it's probably why T.O. had to wait. There's no way T.O., you know, should have had to wait.
Right.
And, I mean, just look at the numbers. What I don't understand, especially with making T.O. wait, was the guy provided all the sound bites and coverage you wanted. So what was the holdup or the beef to not let him in? So other things I won't understand, but you know, that's you know, hopefully maybe, you know, players get the vote someday.
Yeah.
You know,
is it kind of cool just walking around seeing all these guys? I mean, guys you played with, guys you know, obviously current players, former players.
I just saw Jerry Payton and you know, our dads played against each other, you know, in the 80s, and you know, it's incredible. And then they pulled up a clip of me and him playing against each other when he's with the Titans, and it's you know, you feel like you're back in the locker room.
Right. So what have you been up to ever since then?
Well, I recently, as of October, launched my own CBD line. I know you're seeing a lot of athletes start to advocate on behalf of hemp and the benefits and what it's done. I feel like I can go back out there and play. You know, and, you know, that's, you know, for me to say that, you know, it's not just trying to advertise. It's the fact that, you know, when I was towards the end of my career, I didn't believe I can go out there. And, you know, you can find us at zonencbd.com. You know, our logo or our slogan is aim higher, feel better, zone in. And largely we named it Zone In off of being in the zone, you know, where you're just, you know, crushing life and dominating anything life throws at you. And because all we got are these moments, as we know.
Well, you look like you can still play. Still working out?
I'm telling you, man. I stay away from...
He literally flexes as I say that.
I stay away from the weights. You know, I try to do more cardio because, you know, with my Samoan heritage, you know, it's, you know, I see a weight and I'll just, you know, see a meal and I'll just, you know, gain 5 pounds.
Right.
So, but I feel better than any year. And for the everyday person considering it, you know, it's the cognitive benefits and the mental, you know, alertness and focus that I've received from this, because as you know, all those surgeries and all those concussions I had, I limped away from the game, and I'm here to say that I feel better than I did in any year.
I wanted to ask you about that because you did have concussions. I wanted to ask you, some guys have left and have had remarkably lingering effects, and other guys walk away and go, "I had my last one, and that was the last thing I had." I mean, how have you been?
The CBD is what helped me largely recover from that. And, you know, it's a neuroprotective, meaning, you know, it acts on the neurons in our brain. And, you know, I don't want to go too into the science of it, but it's helped, you know, promote balance throughout my body, mind, and, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. I've never been stronger. And I'm blessed to say that. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier that, you know, some of our teammates, they're no longer with us. And so, you know, we got to start finding, you know, a new solution. And I've been using this for 3 years now, turned my life completely around so much that I started a company about it. So, so zonincbd.com is where you can find us. And, you know, I, you know, appreciate you asking about what I'm up to. It's what drives me now, you know, and I'm competing in that startup life and entrepreneurship.
I just want to see what you got going on after life after football, because once the lights shut down, it's kind of tough to adapt, you know. So, but it's great you're down here this weekend. Hopefully Holmgren gets in and we'll see what happens and kind of go from there, you know, that type of thing. Loaf, appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.